Hello and welcome to Healing from Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, which shares remarkable stories of awakening to spiritual communication and to a clearer understanding of the human and divine connection, so we may ultimately renew and refine our energies for an improved world community. And I am delighted to welcome for a second time on the show J.D. Cross, Julie Cross, that is, and her husband Bill, both intuitive visionaries and authors of The Veil Lifted, which shares messages from Jesus for the coming events in 2018 and beyond, and how to best prepare for the many challenges and changes ahead. Hello, J.D. and Bill, and thank you for joining us today on Healing from Within.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you, Cheryl.
J.D., Julie, I call you both. I think of you by both those names now after reading the book. And Bill, as listeners of Healing from Within are well aware, my guests and I share our insights and spiritual intuitive gifts to help us all lift up and accept the reality of life beyond thought and ego-based mindsets, and to refine with gratitude, love, and compassion the spirit of cooperation between higher intelligent forces of life, and help us grow and evolve in both our human and spiritual essence. In today's episode of Healing from Within, Julie Cross and Bill, who began receiving spiritual messages at an early age, and Julie has written Soul Travel in Heaven, The Day I Died, which shares her near-death experience, and Prophecies in the Light of Christ, helps others to holistic solutions for the body, mind, spirit, and emotions, and at the present time has been called on by spirit as a seer for prophecies that warn mankind of coming catastrophic events that will, in time, bring a new beginning to humanity, and we will share much of what we must expect in the remainder of this year and ahead. Julie, you may remember that I love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood and remember a person, a place, an event that may have revealed to them or maybe others around them what interest and work and lifestyle they would pursue in adulthood. So, Bill, would Julie please share something about your early beginnings?
Okay. I actually can go back to when I was a little girl. And to be perfect, you can even go back even further. I remember vividly before even being born. And Moses is my master and teacher. And I remember he was showing me what it was going to be like on Earth, and my family, my parents, and my brother. Well, to make a long story short, I remember my brother being in the emergency room, and his foot, he stepped on a nail. And I never forgot that, and I tried to talk to him and so that he could hear me and to heal him, give him healing. And Moses showed me how you can be heard, you know, and how to do it as a little girl, and that I'd always keep that connection. Well, after I was born and I was a little bit older, I was with my mother at the doctor's office, and the doctor asked if I had any scars or anything on me. And I said, yes, I stepped on a nail right here in the bottom of my foot. And I told the story of how it happened. And my mother looked shocked. She just looked at me. She said, that didn't happen to you. You weren't even born. I just, you know, it just was, you know, stayed at that moment. Stayed with me.
So that's very interesting. So your soul helped your brother, who was already born from spirit, to do with Moses this healing. Absolutely.
Yes.
Because there's no time and space and energy. The past, present, and
No.
future are everywhere. So it doesn't matter whether we were in a body. That's an amazing story. And I want to tell you something about that. When I was first learning Reiki, and that's 20 years ago, energy healing, I was intuitive as a child, but I didn't put the pieces together. I just followed my instincts, and I always did good for people and did right because that's all I could do. That's who I was. But I didn't understand it. And 20 years ago, my Reiki, my second Reiki master teacher, said to me as she was working over me, "Moses is standing here, and he's saying to you that you're like him in that you think you cannot complete the job you have to do in this life, but you will have the help you need." So
Beautiful.
we have a you and I and many others, I'm sure, who are healers and intuitives, are being helped by these spiritual entities beyond time and space and beyond life, because there's eternal life. And so, of course, they will come to us when we need them and make us aware of how we're being helped. So if there's doubt, don't doubt, they are around us. So let's go on to, can you tell us why you selected the title, The Veil Lifted, and what is happening now to awaken many souls to the road ahead, the path ahead, the life ahead?
In later messages, we were told, and just recently today, Julie got a message that God named the book, and I spiritually perceive things, and so that message came through to me, and a whole list of messages about names of books came to me, and so I wrote them down, and today we were told that God picked that out. Because he's lifting the veil, but mankind has to also lift their own veil and clean out
Yes.
their insides to be able to see.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. That is what an awakening is about, and that's what all these traumas and challenges ahead are about. It's time for us to remember who we are as spiritual beings, beings of love and eternal life and compassion and goodness, and to stop this illusion, this hatred and anger and greed and corruption that is rampant throughout our society. It's time for us to return to peace, soul peace. I would call it soul peace. Thank you very much for saying that the way you did. We'll go on to in the book, your book, this book, The Veil Lifted. God is pouring out his messages for people to evolve. Tell us about the earth changes and war and all the things that you talk about in the book.
Well, to put perspective on that before I talk about that is these are man-made earth changes that the experiments on the earth have caused. Also, war on our soil is coming, and also worldwide economic collapse. And these prophecies are just warnings. They're warning people this is here now and more to come. But God wants us to open up our hearts and look at ourselves. He said in the messages that man will face himself. Each person will face themselves in this.
I
And
know.
so,
We can change things, then we can hopefully change
and
certain outcomes.
these things can't be prayed away, but there are safe zones. There are safe zones for these happenings, but the earth changes are in the way of hurricanes, volcanoes, earthquakes, drought, flooding, fires, you name it. And the volcanic portions of it is from the axis of the earth is tilted a little bit off in degrees from the experiments scientists have done on the earth core.
Who
And so
did
that's caused it.
these experiments? Who did
Different
when
scientists around the world
were
in
they
different
working
countries.
together in order to
Well,
protect the earth?
maybe not, but they want to control the earth and its volcanoes and various things. And what happened was they put a little bit too much energy on one side of the on the Earth's axis, and it caused it to tilt off in a little bit, and that's causing a polar shift, which is also causing the equator to shift. And that'll change all the Earth's climates. And in the meantime, a lot of storms and various things will happen to climate that'll be pretty extreme.
Well, we're seeing it right now. It's all over.
Yes.
It's in Hawaii,
Yes.
it's in Texas, it's in Florida. We just had North and South Carolina. It's all over. Yeah.
Yes.
And
Well, God
regularly. It's
said.
not once in a while. It's quite regularly right now.
Yes, it was said even in the messages to watch the seasons because it will come within the seasons and the severity within the seasons, you know, and there'll be one after another after another.
And even though we didn't, that God didn't create these, God is, he said he's going to use the earth changes to defeat the evil in this world, which is man-made wars, economic crashes, and so on.
Yeah, you know, as a medium and intuitive like you, who receives very accurate information from spirit for my individual clients, many of the thoughts shared here today for our listeners will only be validated over time as history records these changes and challenges without judgment, but with hope that with the insights from spirit, we may make different choices that will aid us personally, nationally, and worldwide. If you believe in spirit, for those people who are listening, know that with love and compassion, we will shift the tide of despair and distress to higher energies and hopefully for better results. But some of this has to happen. It's been a long time in the coming. This has not happened overnight, and we must all strive and look truthfully and honestly at events and not excuse those who have participated in less than righteous ways to share and to love. So, in other words, I'm not asking for people to blame however it happened, but to begin now to be the best version of ourselves, to share and be closer to spirit. And to what we can create when we think and do the right thing. So,
Exactly.
yeah, so what do we have to keep in mind as we read this book and to understand the influence that is creating most of the serious destructive forces at play right now? You give, I believe, about 5 points before you say, after all this happens, well into the 22nd century, we're going to live in the Christ light or the consciousness of the unseen eternal world. So, what are we dealing with now that's creating a lot of this?
You know, we have a structure in the world, and you know, in the United States, and a government structure, and it's become very corrupt. And corruption, you know, feeds off of one another. And so, as people read this book, that's enlightening. It's to open up your heart and to look outside your world. Because we have worlds within worlds. Everybody lives in their own world. A lot of people don't have the time or the, you know, to look at what's going on in their outside world. And then all of a sudden, it's there, you know, right in front of them, and they're not prepared.
And then we have the UN New World Order, which are globalists that have infiltrated for 70 years all governments, all forms of our society worldwide. And they are adamant in taking over the world as a socialist New World Order government, a one world government.
And I agree.
And
Yeah, you know, and I agree with you. And they're not doing it for the interests of helping third world countries and the children, women, and
no.
they're doing it for greed and for themselves. It's
Yes.
an elite group of of leaders who are just interested in power. And we're seeing it play out right here in our own country right now.
Mm-hmm. And we were told that President Trump was put in office to protect our Constitution and to change the world government and start bringing back our Constitution to us. The courts have watered the Constitution down until now we have to fight for our own Constitution. And once the war comes, which China, Russia, the UN is now using them against us and the European Union. So there's going to be a war, and God said that he's not going to allow Trump to be put out of office. We weren't even going to vote for him until these messages came.
In January, before the November elections, I was so distressed by what I saw the nation going through that I did a reading on President Trump, and I knew he was going to be elected because I saw him as a body of light, mm-hmm. like a light tower, and the light was going out into all areas of the world. And the message I received was he's going to bring attention to issues that have gone long, been hidden along that mm-hmm. need to be addressed. So when I told people I knew he was going to win, he was spiritually chosen to correct a lot of the wrongs. People attacked me. But I didn't stop. I would tweet and I would do this and this. And I have just finished a book called New Life Awaits. And I needed the epilogue. The book is about, of course, the spiritual communication. And it's also about social justice and the changes going on now. And how we have to become who we always were, decent souls, not greed. Filled humans, but more than human, because we're more than human. We have this divine soul energy. And I wrote the epilogue, and for that I downloaded from George Washington, the first president. I went into meditation and I asked him how he wanted this all to be received at this time. And he said exactly what you and I are saying here. That President Trump will bring back balance and the values of our forefathers and the blood and wars. We have been divinely chosen, America and our Constitution and Republic, to show the way for the rest of the world in fairness and goodness. And it's a beautiful reading. And for listeners, you can go to my website, CherylGlick.com. And on the page, go to the link where it says books, open it up, and you can read the epilogue, which was downloaded from President George Washington, our first president. There is a universal plan, and you say God is not to blame for all that man manifests, for he has created universal law. Tell us a little bit about what is God's universal law.
Well, God put universal laws in place for all mankind. You know, it's the light and the dark. Without cause and effect and us taking responsibility for our actions, we would never know the truth of our heart, of God. And universal law keeps balance. There's more than one law.
Oh, there's lots of laws.
You know,
there's the law of attraction, the law of abundance, the law of love.
When he created all things, he put that energy in place to keep the balance, within the universe and also within the souls, and that is the reawakening, within us, because it opens our eyes, it opens our hearts, because we're still connected. We're connected.
Right.
God never disconnected us.
Yeah, we're all of one energy, connected to each other, to God, the universe, to creation, to all of life. You know, it's quite simply, when we have negative thoughts and we do negative acts, it comes back to us in a negative way.
Yeah.
And when we do positive, godly acts of love, we're blessed in ways sometimes we don't immediately realize, but it's materialized nonetheless. So we do have a responsibility with what we think and what we do. And that is yes. what all this is about, why all this is happening right now. Now, you have a message from Moses here, and it came on January 9th, 2017, downloaded from Moses, and you wrote, "Much challenge the acts of deadlock. The Democrats remain in arms of anger. Will this change? In time of acceptance with crimes and rebels coming from all directions and classes of ethnic groups," and this has been taking place, "I have seen this in my days on the earth. It is times of despair and disorderly conduct. This anger between the House and Senate breeds hatred around the world. When they see that this disorderly conduct will be at their doorsteps, their heads will turn in direction to compromise in terms to agree with Trump's policies in order to better America and the world leaders." Now, this came from Moses. You know him in spirit, mm-hmm. and I know him too. And he's with yes. all of us, giving us these messages of truth, because we have guidance, we have love, we have support from spirit. So all we have to do is start to quiet ourselves, pay attention, and just trust our intuition. Not so much our mind yes. and our fears, but our intuition from our heart, as you said before. Yes, let's go on to, you say that President Trump has a tight mission to replace laws that have negative gain to positive gain, and of course, change is not easy. So how will he accomplish reestablishing positive over negative action?
Well, what he's doing is changing some of the policies, and some of the past presidents have been puppet presidents to the UN New World Order. Globalists, and they were told what to do.
Yeah.
And the top Republicans and top Democrats are also globalists. And so Trump is fighting the globalists and their policies. They put judges in office. They put politicians in office. They put presidents in office. The last presidents, the last five presidents yeah. were globalists.
Yes.
And they stick together. They don't like Trump, because he is not a globalist, and he's changing all the work that they did. He's now tearing it down, and they're really upset. So they're going full force in trying to either get him out of office or make it so that he doesn't have any power.
Well, they're not going to succeed. So, we know that.
No.
They are not going to succeed. You know, it hurts me to see and hear how many people are against things that they're watching. It's unfolding. Improvements are coming. And even in the midst of improvements, they're still belittling it. They cannot go backwards. We have spent the last, I would say, 30 to 40 years in making the problems that we're facing now. And it's going to take some time to correct, but it's already in the process of being corrected. So What do you want readers to take away with them after reading The Veil Lifted?
In simple words, I would like for the readers to open their hearts and to look within themselves and find deep within their heart their connection with God and Jesus. And let God and Jesus be their guiding light, and not accept any of the negative in the world, in the society, within their own world, but stay out of the problem and work on the solution.
And God gave us these messages to make sure that people come back to Him. Okay, we're lost children, all of us, the whole world. And He's allowing these things. He didn't make these things, but He's allowing these things to come into this world, and we have to face them. And He is hoping that we will change in the midst of all this chaos.
Yes, and you know, many of the authors who come on my show as children knew they had a personal connection to spirit and found it hard to listen to government or religions that had such structure and such limitations, because they knew they needed a personal alignment to God and to listen within their own hearts for their own truth. And so I want to thank you both, Julie and Bill, for your tireless efforts to relay the messages received from Moses, Jesus, and other messengers of the divine who work with us now and always as we continue to move from any opposing force to the light of higher emotions and energies of love and compassion. To purchase this interesting documentation of events, past and future, that the veil lifted reveals for your own enlightenment and personal growth, go to Amazon.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, Julie and her downloaded messages, and Bill from messages from Moses, Jesus, Daniel, Samuel, Paul, and so many other spiritual entities from the divine, of many truthful messages of what's unfolding right now, what is and what will be. I also, as a spiritual medium who resonates in the energy of both worlds, know and am grateful to know that we are not alone, and though we face difficult challenges, all of which we as a human population, prone to believing through religious and societal patterning what we have been told, and often failing to simply make a very personal connection to God, have brought into our lives feelings of despair and negative thinking, and we have been forsaken, or so we think. But Julie downloads what has been hidden for years will now be exposed in truth of who they are and what they are about in infrastructure. The globalists use the media to suppress this exposure, but it will run its course in criminal acts, and in the end, we will submit to God's will and love for us. And we have to be calm in the clarity of understanding that mankind walks the path of their own creation, hand in hand. Don't sit on the seat of negative beingness. Don't be fearful and exhibit negative traits, but stand in God and trust in his plan, not mankind's, not religion, not science, not government, but in the spirit. Trust, faith, and all goodness of God. Julie, Bill, and I are grateful to share the love and hopes of spirit through these challenging times and remind ourselves and others that the eternal nature of life is indeed our divine destiny. But we must begin anew to think and love with our entire heart being. And then and only then will we recreate a better life for all people on this planet. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to read about and listen to leaders in the metaphysical fields of science, spirituality, religion, medicine, the arts, and music. Seek new awareness and higher consciousness of our basic human and divine rights to improve life and not merely survive, but thrive. Shows may also be heard on WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you.